Great. So that, I mean, that was a very thorough breakdown of that. So basically, the authors of these studies, or this study, violated even the most elementary common sense rules of basic scientific inquiry here, and still managed to get it out there, persisting to this day. So those two, common sense and legitimate scientific research, shows us are safe with appropriate recommended use. What about other preferred oils and carrier oils that you would recommend for children?
Yeah, in general, the younger the child is, the milder the essential oil and the carrier oil that you want to use. So it's just, again, using your common sense. For example, infants could use essential oils like citrus oils, the chamomiles, copaiba, frankincense, geranium, lavender, and tea tree, essential oils, and then mild carrier oils like a sweet almond, a sunflower, grapeseed, apricot, and coconut oils. These are all mild, and so when they get a little older, you add more essential oils and you add more carrier oils to what they can use, and by the time they are adolescents and teenagers, most essential oils and carrier oils can be used.
So they've got a really wide range of safe and effective oils there to pick from. One that I didn't hear you mention was clove oil, and I know that that one is used a lot for teething infants. What are your insights for that?
Yeah, you know, clove is a little intense for infants, and in my opinion, it's particularly intense on the sensitive gums. And so instead, I prefer a mild oil that can still reduce the pain and discomfort of teething, like copaiba, for example. So parents can create a mixture of one drop of copaiba in a tablespoon of carrier oil, and then they can just dip their finger in and get a trace amount of this and rub it across the gums regularly. And many, many moms report that this works very well and soothe their infant's teething woes without using something that's as intense as clove in the mouth.
Good to know. And I bet there are moms all over scrambling to write that formula down, and will be really grateful for it. So what about the ears? I know little ones are really prone to earaches, and, you know, all sorts of other conditions related to the ears. What are your recommendations for that?
Yeah, first and foremost, it's really important that parents understand and know that they should never add essential oils directly into the ear canal. The best case scenario will be that the child will experience some significant ear discomfort from this. In a worst case scenario, there is potential that could rupture an eardrum. And so we want to avoid applying essential oil directly into the ear. But we can still get the benefits of them because of their volatility. So instead, we put essential oils diluted around the fleshy part of the ear, or simply place a drop on a cotton ball and allow the essential oils to diffuse into the ear by placing it gently, the cotton ball gently in the outer ear. This can be quite effective without any of the inherent risks involved in putting essential oils directly into the ear canal.
Perfect. Well, I have probably a million other things I'd love to get your insight on, but we are pressed for time. So I'm sure a lot of the listeners also would love to hear your insight on things. Where can they find more of you?
Well, I have 11 published books on Amazon.com, and so people can find my books there. In addition, I maintain a regular Facebook page, and so if people look me up on Facebook, I post regularly research and evidence supporting the use of essential oils and how we can use them more safely and effectively. So that's another great way that a lot of people choose to connect with me that way.
Perfect. And then your website URL again is?
AuthorScott.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to give us these insights on essential oils with children. We are all extremely grateful.
I'm glad to do it. Thanks for having me on.